From Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
Zambia pursuing mutually beneficial trade partnerships, President Hichilema.
Kawe Central Constituency Cooperatives receives 2.7 million kwacha CDF boost.
In international news, U.S. Embassy in Ghana opens over 1,000 new visa interview slots.
And in sports news, NAFSA stars appoint Chilumba as head coach in technical bench reshuffle.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, I'm Shekinah Sakala.
And I'm Grace Wanji.
President Hichilema, or rather Hakainde Hichilema, says Zambia's goal is to strengthen its economy in a way that benefits both the country and its international partners. Speaking during bilateral talks with the United Nations Conference on Trade and Development Secretary General Rebecca Greenspan at State House, President Hichilema emphasized that Zambia produces critical minerals for the global market and is seeking fair, structured trade partnerships anchored on mutual benefit. The president said Zambia cannot consume all the minerals it produces and therefore remains committed to trading responsibly with the world. President Hichilema noted that Zambia is eager to work closely with the UNCAATD to accelerate development without reinventing the wheel, adding that the country is ready to learn from nations that have successfully implemented similar economic strategies. The head of state also emphasized that Zambia's transformation from a landlocked to a land-linked country, servicing regional transit and energy corridors under frameworks such as the Southern African Development Community and the Common Market for Eastern and Southern Africa.
We want our partnership with the UNCTAD to really help us move, walk those steps. And we don't want to reinvent the wheel, Secretary General. Somebody has done it. Just the way Ethiopians came here to talk to us, we're not the best, but there are lessons to learn on the debt side. So we too would like to learn from those who have done it elsewhere. Quickly, we move. And that will keep the young population in our countries instead of them crossing the Sahara and the Mediterranean Sea and die along the way. Those who survive really become a problem to Italy. Italy is the closest to us in Europe. So I think that kind of mentality is what we are looking for as we work with UNCTAD, as we work with the UN bodies. And I see if we do it properly, we will all be happy people.
Speaking at the same event, the United Nations Conference on Trade and Development Secretary General Rebecca said Zambia's economic strengthening will benefit not only the country but its international partners as well. And Ms. Rebecca said Zambia's production of critical minerals places it at the center of the global energy transition. She stated that UNCAATD stands ready to support Zambia in walking through those steps without reinventing the wheel by drawing lessons from countries that have successfully implemented similar models. Ms. Rebecca acknowledged climate-related challenges but reaffirmed UNCAATD's commitment to supporting Zambia's adaptation efforts and smooth graduation from least developed country status.
Your economic growth last year, President, is very much above the average that we have seen even in the Global South, almost 6%, 5.8% if I am not mistaken. And obviously the drive for non-traditional export, for productive diversification is very clear in the country, and we are here because of that. We have done a study on the critical energy transition minerals that is very practical, very down to earth, in collaboration with the private sector, with your experts and ministries. You also know that the climate change adaptation and climate finance is a challenge for Zambia, and you have been suffering from the floods and from the droughts because of extreme climate events.
The new Dawn administration has dispersed over 2.7 million kwacha to 71 cooperatives in Kawe Central Constituency under the Constituency Development Fund. Speaking during the ceremony held at Clayton Park, Central Province Minister Mwabashike Nkulukusa, represented by Kabwe Central Member of Parliament Resource Tapiri, said government remains committed to empowering citizens to increase CDF allocations. The fund have largely benefited women and youth-led cooperators for various community projects. Meanwhile, the Kabwe Municipal Council has constructed a perimeter wall at Chindwin A and Chindwin B primary schools and a modern flushable toilet at Katondo Box Primary School under the 2026 CDF. The projects were commissioned and handed over to the community.
And within a separate development, Pastor Leo Mutema of the Bread of Life International in Kawe has called on married men to extend the same level of forgiveness to their wives that they expect for themselves. Speaking on the Kwacha Koseni Breakfast Show, Pastor Leo echoed sentiments shared recently by Seventh-day Adventist Pastor Efren Motoya on the issue of double standards in cases of marital infidelity. Pastor Leo said society often expects women to forgive unfaithful husbands, while men in similar situations demand divorce. He challenged this disparity, citing the Lord's Prayer and urging couples to live by the principle of forgiving others as they seek forgiveness. He emphasized that if a husband is forgiving after wrongdoing, he should be equally willing to forgive his wife, should she fall short. While encouraging mercy and reconciliation, Pastor Leo also outlined the biblical position on divorce, referring to Matthew chapter 19. He explained that God's original design for marriage was for a man and woman to become one flesh, not to be separated. However, he noted that scripture permits divorce in cases of sexual immorality. He added that Moses allowed divorce in the Old Testament because of the hardness of people's hearts, though this was not God's initial intention.
Forgive others as you also want to be forgiven. When the disciples asked Jesus Christ to say how we ought to pray in Luke chapter 10, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses or our sins as we forgive those who trespass against us. So meaning that if you're a husband, you trespassed against your wife, you slept with another woman, she forgave you, the expectation that even you, if she sins against you with another man, you should forgive as well. And the Bible also tells us in Matthew chapter 5, when Jesus Christ is talking about the Beatitudes, okay? Blessed are the merciful, are those who forgive, for they shall receive mercy. This mercy you receive. So if you want to be forgiven, you're cheating and you want to be forgiven, and then expect your wife also to be forgiven for what you're doing. If you don't want it done to you, don't do it. So that's what the preacher was simply trying to teach there.
The National Pension Scheme Authority, NAPSA, has reaffirmed its commitment to ensuring accountability and transparency in the management of pension funds. Speaking on Power FM, NAPSA Head of Corporate Affairs, Mr. Kefa Sinyangwe, said the institution plays a vital role in the lives of citizens, noting that the authority regularly tables its affairs before Parliament to promote openness and maintain public confidence. He stressed that feedback from members of the public is key to helping NAPSA meet expectations and improve service delivery. He added that for NAPSA to operate effectively, the public needs to understand how the institution works and the critical role it plays in safeguarding retirees from poverty and preserving their dignity.
Making sure that the public, the members primarily, all the stakeholders are aware of what is happening at NAPSA. Transparency and accountability are at the core of what we do as an institution, and so people need to understand what is it that we are up to. As an institution, we play a very, very important role for lives. We are basically standing in between poverty and dignity, and so we have to make sure that we are accountable at any given time, and that whatever we are doing is an open book and people understand. And that's why every year we table our financials before Parliament.
In international news, workers at Kenya's main airport on Tuesday ended a strike that caused severe disruptions to local and international flights and air traffic control operations. Nairobi's Jomo Kenyatta International Airport is one of the busiest air transport hubs in Africa, and the go slow action left thousands of passengers stranded. In a statement on X, the airport's authority said the Kenya Aviation Workers Union, KAWU, agreed to return to work following mediation by the government and other officials. KAWU confirmed that the strike had been called off. No further information has been given about the agreement reached. It held the industrial action over unresolved grievances, including an unemployment agreement that has stalled in negotiations. While the Transport Ministry says flights at the Nairobi airport would recommence, it was not clear how long it would take for operations to return to normal. The Kenya Airline Pilots Association earlier warned that the strike could undermine safety as it would disrupt crew scheduling, increasing fatigue risk. In 2024, workers at JKI went on a strike protest against the government's plan to award India's Adani Group a tender to expand the airport. They warned that the deal would cost local jobs and deprive taxpayers of future